not saying I'm gonna change the world. I do guarantee that I will spark a brain that will change the world. Welcome to the Mookie Mel Show. Sir Yo's intent is officially in the building, baby. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Mookie Mel Show, brought to you by yours truly, Mookie Mel. I'm very excited to bring you all the pre-season finale in episode 11 of season 2 of the Mookie Mel Show. Today will be another episode of You and Me, a solo episode between yours truly, Mookie Mel, and the listeners. Today we have a great topic at hand. We're going to speak on the 6 degrees of communication. And we're going to further elaborate how the 6 degrees of communication plays into social, scholars, and sports. But let me digress before you all think I'm crazy in saying the 6 degrees of communication. So there is this theory called the 6 degrees of separation. Some of you all may be familiar with this theory, others may not. So feel free to do whatever research you'd like. Google, Wikipedia, you all know Jigga Man loves Wikipedia, but I'll provide a quick explanation of the 6 degrees of separation theory. In short, the theory of 6 degrees of separation states that everyone in the world is connected by 6 individuals. So everyone's network is as extensive enough to connect them to somebody else. So think of a chain or a Venn diagram, and each circle or connection or link in the chain for 6 will connect the world. It's in theory, the world's a lot smaller than what we think. So let me just provide an example for those whom are struggling with understanding the 6 degrees of separation. For example, I like to say all of my listeners know me. I used to be a Division I basketball player. From my listeners knowing me, to me knowing some high-end Division I basketball players, to them knowing some professional athletes in the NBA, to them knowing some premier athletes, those premier athletes know Kobe. So yes, you, the listener, by the 6 degrees of separation, know Kobe. Yeah, pretty impressive. Okay, now it's a double pun because today we're calling it the 6 degrees of communication, because although we are all separated by 6 different networks, we can be 1 separation away from burning a bridge. Every relationship, interaction, and form of communication is a choice. And oftentimes we create too much friction or have too much hate in our heart or struggle from letting go of past experiences to let new relationships amend or bond or be created. So the other 6 degrees is the 6 degrees of heat, the 6 degrees of combustion, the 6 degrees of burning a bridge. So again, today's topic is the 6 degrees of communication, and I'm going to jump into how the 6 degrees of communication can be further broken down into sports, scholars, and social. But first, let's jump into S1 and social and the 6 degrees of communication. So as I was saying in the intro, the world is a lot smaller than we give it credit for these days, especially with the advancements of technology. Technology has made it as easy as a click away to communicate or even look at someone you've never had a face-to-face interaction with. Between social media and the birth of the internet, I think this theory of 6 degrees may even need to be revamped. So let's talk about social media and its effects on 6 degrees. I was talking to my partner in Jigaman and explaining and discussing and bouncing ideas off of each other for this episode. And I stated to him how it's crazy how Instagram and Facebook work for networks. And I also want to add in LinkedIn. But just from a social standpoint, Facebook and Instagram allow us to connect with people whom are all over the world. You know, we may not have talked to them for even decades, but we can keep up with their lives and their daily activities and even milestones within their lives. It's funny, though, because for anyone who operates on either of these platforms, there's something such as a discovery page or our news feed. And this allows us to see people or events or even interactions throughout the world that we may not have any direct first degree of connection to, but someone within our loop of 3 or 4 may have connection to. So we're more or less watching something that's irrelevant to us, but connected to us through the 6 degrees. Wow. Think about that. Just fathom the type of algorithms that allow and play off of the 6 degrees of separation. You know, that in short is what makes Instagram and Facebook alive, because we're constantly being interested by new news feeds or new pictures or this, that. And although it may not pertain to us directly, it may pertain to our second degree, to one of our friends, our friend's friends, and it piques our interest. Woo! Now, on the opposite end of the spectrum, let's think about how strong hate or negative influences or even burning bridges in terms of communication can have a lasting negative effect on us. Although the world is a lot smaller these days, people remain with certain emotions or catalysts in terms of how they feel about others. Whether you have a predetermined notion about a group, someone's sexual orientation, or even their physical appearance, we must realize that burning or discommunicating with people is not necessarily the way to go, because you never know who will be who. And I say that not to make anyone spiteful or try to mend connections which are not genuine, but the thought or the ideal of burning bridges is literally no longer being able to go down that way. It's literally excommunicating yourself from someone or not even willing to extend yourself to them. So I would be careful and I would heed warning, especially as today's episode speaks on how small the world has gotten. We may not want to apply too much heat or turn up the heat too much on certain relationships. The ideal of hating someone today and then being your boss tomorrow has happened many times to people in my first degree of network, and I can only imagine the other extension of my network. So think about it. Be careful. Don't turn up the heat too much and extend yourself. I want to digress and go back to the platform of LinkedIn and have us think about what a powerful tool it is to be able to say we're connected to someone to then extend ourselves for an occupational situation. Think about that. Just because you know someone, or even through your friend's degree of network, you're able to connect with someone. And because of that connection made on LinkedIn, you're now able to apply for a certain company you may not have had, you know, the same opportunity with. Or you're now able to speak with this person because of a common tie. You never know. You know, the extension of a network is truly a powerful and a gift in itself, but it also can be a curse if we mistreat it and misuse it. Let's jump right into S2, into sports and the 6 degrees of communication. Sports. Wow. Wow.
Sports.
You know, we often, I guess, don't think of the 6 degrees of communication in regard to sports. You know, it's pretty cut and dry. You know, it's either you're good or you're not. But I do want to bring this to light for a lot of the younger athletes, or even professional athletes, or just even for common knowledge. Coaches are friends. Yes, coaches are friends. And I say that in the sense that they are willing to share information in regards of athletes whom they are recruiting or interested in or may even come across. So if you have a negative affiliation in regards of your name or your attitude or how you carry yourself in regards of losing or even your interactions with your teammate, that word will travel fast and very fast, and you will see a drastic change in your recruitment. You will see a drastic change in your opportunities, and it's extensive. You know, bad news always travels faster than good news, unfortunately. So I would heed warning to all young athletes to be careful and to pay attention how you convey yourself. Be aware that coaches are on social media. Be aware that coaches watch how you interact with your teammates when things are going wrong. Just be aware, as I said, how you convey yourself. You can only be your biggest advocate. In the same sense, you can be your worst advocate. You can be your, you know, you can be the nail in the coffin, to put it lightly. Your actions could be what caused you to not receive opportunities or extend yourself as a brand because of how you carried yourself. On the note of it's on how you convey yourself, I also want all my athletes at any stage or level to be aware of word choice. What, at some time or another, you may be interviewed, and what your word choice is or how you convey your words will play directly to the consumer. So to whether it's in the newspaper, people who buy the newspaper, people who are watching TV and see the interview, even people whom don't even know you can begin to dislike you. And this is going back to the 6 degrees of combustion. Some of these people may not like you because of how you conveyed yourself. Some people may not like you because of your word choice. Others may not like you just because of the way you look. And needless to say, that's all beyond your control. But in terms of your diction or word choice, that is in your control. So I wanna take a second and play this infamous clip of Allen Iverson in practice. And although we all know this for, we talking about practice? In reality, Allen Iverson is talking about how his friend was killed the previous night before and he missed practice. But that was the reoccurring question. So that message was missed almost 10 years from now from when that original interview happened. It has to be more than 10 years. But, you know, everyone remembers it for Allen Iverson saying practice 57 times in an interview. So let's listen to this brief clip. And remember, word choice is everything.
Anybody tell you that I miss practice, if a coach say I miss practice and y'all hear it, then that's that. I mean, I might have missed one practice this year. But if somebody say he doesn't come to practice, it can be one practice out of all the practices this year. That's enough. If I can't practice, I can't practice, man. If I'm hurt, I'm hurt. Simple as that. It ain't about that. I mean, it's not about that. At all, you know what I'm saying? I mean, but it's easy to talk about. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. We sitting here, I supposed to be the franchise player, and we in here talking about practice. Well, coach, I mean, listen, we talking about practice. Not a game. We talking about practice. Not a game. Not the game that I go out there and die for. And play every game like it's my last. Not the game. We're talking about practice, man. I mean, how silly is that, man? We're talking about practice. I know I'm supposed to be there. I know I'm supposed to lead by example. I know that. And I'm not shoving it aside, you know, like it don't mean anything. I know it's important. I do. I honestly do. But we talking about practice, man. What are we talking about? Practice? We talking about practice, man. We talking about practice. We ain't talking about the game. We talking about practice, man. When you come in the arena and you see me play, don't you?
Absolutely.
You see me give everything I got, right?
Absolutely.
But we talking about practice right now.
But it's an issue that you're
we talking about
practice.
Man, I hear you. It's funny to me too. It's strange to me too. But we talking about practice, man. We're not even talking about the game, the actual game, when it matters. We're talking about practice.
I want to give a thanks to the great Allen Iverson for allowing us to use you as an example and word choice. We're talking about the 6 degrees of communication, y'all. Not conversation, but communication. Let's jump right into S3 and the 6 degrees of communication in scholars. As many of us know, education or information will be for ever revolving door. The amount of information one individual can amount to will never be met at capacity. As humans, we'll forever be learning and trying to deepen our knowledge. And that in itself is scary. So oftentimes we may have to learn or gain information from someone whom we may not have thought would have the answers or the revamp or the vision that we once had instilled in us. I ideally would like to target my entrepreneurs in these ideals. Obviously, anyone can create anything or come up with any idea, but you need to learn to revamp your idea and to polish your idea and to fine print your idea. And in order to be able to do that, we must extend ourselves to others for criticism. We must extend ourselves not only for criticism, but constructive criticism and be open to it. It may not be from a reliable source at times. At other times, you may just have to take it with a grain of salt. But again, that's the beauty of the 6 degrees of communication. You may have opened the platform to criticism and critiques and may be surprised whom responds with a great idea or a change that you can implement to your idea or product. I, for example, had to open up my podcast for many critiques. And you got to be careful what you ask for, because I received criticism and constructive criticism from everyone and anyone. But I keep the open mindset of constantly trying to revamp my product and create something better. Once you have the 6 degrees of inferno or burn a bridge or excommunicate someone, you're not opening yourself as a vessel to be provided with that insight. So I want to make sure we realize we all can learn from someone else. Thank you everyone for joining me in today's episode of the 6 degrees of communication. I hope it was thought-provoking. I hope it challenges you to how you view some of your relationships, how you perceive and demonstrate and convey yourself. And most of all, I hope it allows you to think of burning bridges and maybe rethinking of burning some bridges. Rethink not burning bridges. But anyways, Jigga Man.
You're
Jay Doggington.
Hey.
Jay's Rick. Hit the people with the facts. Man,
I got you, man. Hey, that was a great episode, Mook. It was a bit of a change of pace from the last couple me and you's, but still great nonetheless. I think it was, you know, a bit more upbeat, and of course we love that. But the message was great too, you know, maybe not burning bridges because you don't know what opportunities might present themselves with certain relationships, and that's something that we should all be aware of. Besides that, great episode, but you know, we're coming up on the end of, you know, season 2 here. It is episode 11 and episode 12 is always the finale. So be prepared for next week's guest episode. Yes, I said it, guest episode. I know we haven't done one in a couple weeks now. So look out for that. It will be great. I'm not going to tell you who yet. It's a bit of a surprise, but, beyond that, don't got much. Just, you know, thank you for coming back. Thank you for always coming. And we will see you next week. And then for season 3, we have a bunch of changes coming. So please stay tuned. Keep checking the Facebook page. That's our best contact mode. But besides that, have a great weekend. Be safe. Mookie Mel Show out. Jay out. Peace.